From the edge of the web studios, here's what we're looking at this week.
All right, so hey, welcome to the Site Strategic's Digital Marketing Desk. This is the bonus news podcast and video for Edge of the Web Radio, episode 359. I'm your host, Aaron Sparks. Joining me this week for his take on the digital marketing news is Martin Split, developer advocate over at Google. So thanks for joining us, Martin.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
More than welcome. More than welcome. So we wanted to dive in to a few Google News articles. So first and foremost, over at Android Police, Adobe Flash will finally die on December 31st, 2020. The shift to mobile content and the maturation of standards like HTML5 have made Flash a relatively rarity online. But Adobe is still issuing security patches. My gosh. Can you imagine the people in that department? They just want to shoot it. Old Yeller it. It's gone. It will stop doing so at the end of 2020, and you'll no longer be able to download the Flash player from Adobe sites. If you still have Flash installed on your system, Adobe will actively encourage you to uninstall it later this year. So this was from Ryan Whitman over at Android Police. Being on the tech side of Google and the developer's advocate, how long have you been preaching to stop using Flash?
A long time. This has been a long time coming. And I think besides the revolution that iPhones brought in the sense of making space for a smartphone ecosystem and app ecosystem, it was also like the first step towards getting rid of Flash and other plugins, mm-hmm. I think. And I mean, we usually talk about Flash because it's the biggest plugin there was that basically bottled up non-web content on the web.
Right.
But there are other plugins and they're still in use today. And I hope that everyone who has made the decision to invest in content and bottled up in these plugins is now reconsidering.
Some of the Java Nav applications, stuff like that. Any other plugins you want to mention right there?
Silverlight, I think, was a thing. Yeah. That was Microsoft's attempt for this.
That's right.
I believe there was something else as well, but I can't remember it. And I think it's good that I can't remember any other plugins.
No, you're right. I mean, Flash had its day, but yeah. as web content really needed to be digested and consumed by the bots, this literally is there's no time for it anymore. Please, if you have a website that still has Flash navigation, this is a public service announcement right here. You're doing yourself harm. Take it down. Yeah. Put some text links. Do something besides JavaScript. But no. I didn't say that. Besides Flash. Oh my gosh, he probably would have reached through that camera and grabbed me if I said that.
No, I'm nice. No
worries. All right, so from Roger Monty over at Search Engine Journal, Google cautions against guest posting. This is what's really going on. Google's John Mueller, I think you know him, Martin, mm-hmm. He actually stated on Twitter that Google not only frowns on guest posting for links, but has been devaluing them for the past several years. He also said that Google has years of data for training algorithms to catch and devalue guest post links, so that doesn't help the site rank better at all. So we've known this for a good long period of time, that guest posting and the flurry that was guest posting post-Penguin, basically. It's no longer valued, hasn't been valued for years. Why is this still a practice? We don't know. But Martin, what are your thoughts about what John said in that respect?
I think it's an important reminder, and I believe that a lot of people are looking for the easy solution, for a solution where you just like throw some money at someone and then magically your content ranks. If you want to do that, why don't you throw money at a good content strategist or a content writer or a copywriter who can help you make your content better? Because then, surprise, surprise, you don't have to pay people to link to your website.
you're absolutely right. And in the article deeper in, why guest posting is problematic, former Google engineer Matt Cutts wrote a blog post in 2014 announcing the guest posting was for links was over. And the SEO community at large forgot his warning. After a few years, so-called white hat SEOs were advising how to use black hat scraping software to extract email addresses from websites and how to dump that data into email spam to auto-generate guest article outreach process. All right, so the time is now, guys. stop with the guest posting. We're hearing it straight from Google. I mean, we've got them right here, right? And, well, you're not Google, but you're certainly part of the core team here. Is stop doing this madness. It's disingenuous. It's a lack of authenticity. It's gaming the system. There's nowhere now for SEOs to ever think that gamification is a strategy of SEO, good SEO. So please just stop with the madness. All right. So quickly, we want to make sure we reference our great sponsor over at Ahrefs. We love what they do on their platform. They are continue to be a good sponsor for Edge. Ahrefs makes competitive analysis very, very easy. Their tools show you how your competitors are actually getting traffic from Google and why. You can see the pages, the content that send the most search traffic to them, the exact words that they're ranking on, and much more. So if you're not getting significant search traffic, Ahrefs tools can actually find you some great topics worth creating good content on. See, it's a research tool to write really good, valuable content, right? I mean, if you're going to do research on what's valuable out there, use some really good tools to do that. All right. Lastly, we wanted to swivel back around to Search Engine Roundtable, Barry Schwartz's site. And I think he keeps on resurrecting this point. And this is one of these kind of myths that keep on perpetuating. Google, again, we don't look at analytics bounce rates for ranking. Again, Google has said that it does not look at Google Analytics bounce rates for any type of ranking signals for websites. John Mueller of Google said in a Webmaster Hangout video at around the 25-minute mark, I think there's a bit of misconception here that we're looking at things like analytics bounce rate when it comes down to ranking websites. That's definitely not the case. Now, I've heard this from Google, I think, for about 12 years. Something in that space. You have been talking about that, if not even longer. Martin, what's your take on this? It keeps on coming back around. Is it like a new generation of SEOs and that's the first?
I don't know. I think it starts, I'm not super sure what the background on this specific article is, but I know that a lot of people are getting ideas of like, ooh, Google says that user experience is a factor, and that is true. I mean, we have the page experience coming in 2021. Mm-hmm. We do look at page speed. We do look at HTTPS, which is not directly user experience, but like it means that at least you took the time to encrypt the traffic between browser and server. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, oh, so they must also look at other things like bounce rate and stuff. And right. And they can totally like use, I mean, it's Google Analytics. It's similar on the developer side of things. There is a web framework called Angular that is built by a team at Google. And then they're like, we're using Angular because we hope to have advantages over others in searches. Like, why would that be?
Right.
Not only antitrust inviting, that's also just stupid. And if you look at metrics such as bounce rate or click through or whatever, they are so noisy that even if we wanted to use them, they are not good metrics.
Mm-hmm. No.
We have better ranking factors for that.
Absolutely. And I think it just goes to the misconception that if you use tools that Google provides, that you're playing in Google Sandbox and there's some sort of merit system or something like that. If you use Tag Manager, that's not going to give you any type of good signals. If you're using Google Analytics, that's not going to get you points. And the other myth that's always around, if you're using Google Ads, right? There's that whole hill of beans.
Yeah,
right,
that
there.
That one does pop up a few times. Luckily, not as much anymore.
Right.
No, it doesn't help you. It does not help you. You can't buy search results in the organic search. That doesn't work.
Right.
We have the honest results policy. We do have lots of factors that that go into ranking. Mm-hmm. And yeah, no.
All right, so there's the news for us. We want to do a quick Google update. Here's an update for you for June 17th, 2020. We're doing this as consistently as we can whenever there are notable changes, and I'm not going to ask Martin for any comment regarding rank volatility. That's not his space, and I'm going to make sure I stay in the lane, okay? But June 10th, we did see with the tools that we have at our disposal some rank volatility. SEMrush actually had a pretty high spike. The largest spike since the May 4th Google Algorithm Core update rollout, running around a 6.0 volatility out of 10. So that was a pretty high spike. We had another one at the beginning of June, but we're calming down. We have some calm seas right now. There's no notable categories of content besides news, which is all over the place anyway. Over on Moz, we're at a nice, tranquil 74 degrees from the volatility over the last 30 days. But you can also see the spike. For those of you that are listening, sorry about that. We'll certainly put you over to the video in our show notes. But we've got a good calm sea right now. And on COG, it also confirms that we had a spike on June 10th. It could very well be considered, and I think there was also some chatter, that this was the 1st and the 10th were some sort of additional final rollout from the May 4th algorithm, but I'm not going to ask Martin about that. So on the Rank Ranger side, we had the same volatility on June 10th. And if I could actually point out in the search engine, basically the additional factors and features in search that Rank Ranger actually shows, we also saw a good sizable pickup of visibility in the local pack that has been growing since the June 10th change. So that's interesting enough. A lot of the other other feature sets have remained relatively consistent through this last 30 days, but local pack is making a resurgence right there. So pay attention to your local rankings on a regular basis. All right, so that's it for Edge News this week. Be sure to check out the full interview with Martin Split over that's going to be linked on this podcast. From all of us over at The Edge, stay safe and secure, and do not be a piece of cyber driftwood. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.